You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, my daughter was kicked off TikTok because she's only 10.
Oh my God, get your daughter off TikTok. She should not be on there.
What she doesn't realize is I was the one who reported her account and got her booted.
That's right, Mom.
She doesn't need to be exposed to that filth.
It's true, though, on 10.
I agree.
Save the filth for us.
We're on TikTok, and filth is the perfect description of this show. Just like in this segment where our listeners unearth their dark, grubby, filthy secrets for the whole world to see. Ooh. And today we have a woman who wants to add to the filth puddle. She's chosen to go by Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, you sound like a dirty girl, Nicole.
Oh.
I didn't mean it like...
I'm with you, bro.
Okay.
I'm glad I have a nice voice.
Yeah, with the voice changer.
Yeah, it is nice. Voice changer's on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, and nobody knows but you guys.
Okay.
Well, everybody knows, but we have no idea who you are, so it's fine.
Great. So I live with my boyfriend, and we're in 2 years now, and I love him so much. He's the perfect person.
I wouldn't tell him that either. No wonder you have not said a thing.
That's cute.
I mean, he's like my own personal chef. He's communicative. He's clean, you know. There's just so many things I love about him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there first.
Here comes the filth. Dump it on us.
So the thing about my boyfriend is that he wants to be the breadwinner. I mean, he takes pride in that, you know. And I'm on his side with that. I love that he wants to take care of me and be traditional that way. And
I love that too.
It's
I mean,
so exhausting. I mean, honestly,
never mind.
As soon as you make more money than a man, then they have all this ego and weird fragility about it. Like, it should be fine.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. I make a lot more money than my boyfriend.
Okay.
So I am essentially the breadwinner. But I'm hiding it from him. I make double he makes.
You're hiding
it. And you have to hide it?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know my salary. He doesn't know anything about it.
What would happen if he found out?
Yeah.
I think he would be torn. I think it would be damaging to our relationship.
Really?
Have you considered taking a worse job?
I mean, that's such a hard piece for you to be in because you love this guy. You also love your job. You're good at it.
Yeah.
And you make more money. And you also, obviously,
that should be a bad thing.
You don't define who you are by the amount that you make, right?
True.
Like, that's what happens with society's pressure, whatever.
Yeah.
I wish there was a middle ground, though, where he could know that you make the most, but you still let him pay for everything and let him spoil you.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it's been working great and working really well over the past year here, and it's getting more difficult lately. I'm making extra income.
You're the only person
that's like, oh my God, more money.
I know, but it's getting difficult now because I love making money, but I love my relationship, and I want to make sure that it works, and so I got these campers. And I've been renting them out.
Like trailers? Like camper trailers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, camper trailers.
And he doesn't know about that?
No, he doesn't know about them at all.
Wait, so you want to make even more money?
Yeah, of course she should. She should
not. It's fine. I'm just confused. But...
She was trying to spend money and then bought campers and then started renting them out. And now she's making more money.
She doesn't want to make more money. It just keeps happening to her like a bad curse.
Yes, that is true.
Can't you just let your boyfriend, like, be honest with him? Can't you just tell him, like, hey, you take care of me in a lot of other ways? Like, look at all the food you're making me.
Oof, even his cooking isn't that great. But, I mean, the camper rental thing, is that helping or is that hurting your goal?
Unfortunately, I'm making, like, quadruple his salary now. On the side hustle, on the job. So I have all this stuff going on.
Doesn't he notice the six campers parked outside of your house and be like, what are these campers?
I rent them out at this camp, you know, this camp place.
Grounds.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't know about them at all. He's never seen them.
So you own like a whole trailer park and you have no idea.
If you end up marrying this man and living with him, he is going to know about your finances.
Yeah, you have to tell him eventually.
Well, here's the thing. We are not married, so we file our taxes separately.
Yeah.
Right, but don't you want that in your relationship
with him? I do, and I don't know what to do because I'm saving up for a Lamborghini now.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh my god!
To pull the campers.
Oh, it's very exactly. That makes sense.
I see.
Yeah, very logical. You're gonna have to tell him.
Yeah.
I mean,
and if he's that fragile, then he's not the man.
Take him
for
on
you.
Vacation with your money, and then break the news there.
Yeah.
Or pretend that you won some sort of like lottery drawing,
ooh,
that,
oh, that's
and
actually
the grand prize is 20 campers and 6 Lambos.
So I've been thinking about it, and the guy at the camper place is like, oh, you know, you need to invest in luxury cars because that's what people want now.
Oh, to rent?
So I'm thinking maybe I should do that and then buy him the Lamborghini as a present and then just reveal it then. What do you think?
That's amazing. It sounds kind of like you're money laundering. Like, you're like, I need to get rid of this money. I have so much of it. How do I spend it?
I feel
it?
Like if you've been lying to him for 2 years, maybe you start with maybe a smaller, more modest vehicle.
Like, yeah, maybe like a yeah,
Hot
you know,
Wheels.
Yeah.
Or a Volkswagen.
I was thinking a Prius. Like, yeah.
And if you want to buy the show a new vehicle.
Hey.
We wouldn't be opposed to that.
Show Lambo. Yeah.
Hey, let Alexis curve all the rims for you.
He can have my Jetta.
Thanks for sharing with us. Text in to 78592.
Oh,
if you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone Tap is coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.